American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Former President Trump held a press conference in Bedminster, New Jersey, Thursday, where he spoke on the cost of goods while slamming his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Grocery prices have skyrocketed. Cereals are up 26%. Bread is up 24%. Butter is up 37%. Baby formula is up 30%. Flour is up 38%. And eggs are up 46%. And many items are up at much higher rates than that. Now Kamala is reportedly proposing communist price controls. She wants price controls. She's running on the Maduro plan. We call it the Maduro plan, like something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union. This announcement is an admission that her economic policies have totally failed and caused really a catastrophe for our country, and beyond that, a catastrophe in the world.
RNC Chair Michael Whatley praising former President Donald Trump's latest speeches on the campaign trail.
He is delivering a specific message to a specific audience. The fact that he has stories, the fact that he likes to talk about, you know, around the world, doesn't really take away the fact that he is an extremely disciplined campaigner.
Vice President Kamala Harris facing criticism from Republicans after failing to hold a press conference in the weeks following her nomination as the Democratic presidential candidate. Trump 2024 National Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump, is ready to debate.
With all due respect to Vice President Harris, she is being a coward. President Trump has committed to three debates. He will be on all three of those stages, whether she shows up or not. And if she doesn't, maybe there can be an empty podium to show the American people how weak she truly is.
Kamala Harris claims to be a hard-nosed prosecutor, and Tim Walz brags about calling out the National Guard to protect Minneapolis from burning to the ground during the George Floyd riots. But Steve Jordahl reports neither narrative holds much water.
Depending on who she's talking to, Kamala Harris can either claim she supported law enforcement as a California prosecutor and attorney general, or she can take the opposite position as she did as a U.S. senator in 2020 during the George Floyd riots.
A big part of this conversation really is about reimagining how we do public safety in America, which I support.
Reimagining, of course, the woke word for defunding. She thinks taking money from the police and putting it into social services will help solve the crime problem. And listen to how she subtly moves the goalpost from safety to safety and health.
We have confused the idea that to achieve safety, you put more cops on the street, instead of understanding to achieve safe and healthy communities, you put more resources into the public education system of those communities, into access to health care, regardless of how much money people have.
Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute tells Fox News running mate Tim Walz would be no better. As governor of Minnesota during the George Floyd riots, he slow-walked deploying the National Guard to safeguard Minneapolis.
The third precinct was under attack. It eventually fell. $500 million of damages, small business owners, mostly minority, their livelihoods absolutely destroyed. Why? Because Walz thought that the police were racist and therefore to call in the National Guard would only exacerbate the alleged pain.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
The state of Texas is suing General Motors over allegations that the vehicle manufacturing company unlawfully sold data from consumers. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, commenting on General Motors while speaking to Fox Business Bottom Line, saying he believes the company collected data unbeknownst to drivers through vehicle OnStar programs.
They created commission systems for the dealerships to encourage more people to be a part of that, but they did not disclose that they were collecting driving data, including how fast you're driving, whether you're night driving, whether you're making hard turns, hard brakes, whether you're using your seatbelt. All of this information was collected, and then it was sold to various companies.
Hurricane Ernesto on Thursday strengthened into a Category 2 hurricane as it barreled toward Bermuda, threatening major damage over the weekend from powerful winds and heavy rain. Ernesto is forecast to strengthen further before it reaches Bermuda later today. More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.